From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com joins us to give you some health tips. We'll start calls pretty early. Now, last time Ben was on, we came within two website hits of setting a record. I want to set that record, so do this for me. Go to the website with your smartphone, with your computer, criticalhealthnews.com. Look at it for just a few seconds. You go back to it later on, but I want to record some numbers and blow their minds. Criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist, has been at compounding custom medications and formulations of nutritional supplements and skincare for years. He is part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team. The number to call for assistance, by the way, when you hear him talk, in case you miss writing down what he says, call 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO, the website criticalhealthnews.com. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Ben. Hi, Ben.
Nice to talk to you again, George. Greetings.
That's pretty good alliteration. Hey, Ben. How you been?
Thank you.
What's new?
Just doing my thing, traveling around, doing talks, helping people understand the power of nutrition, helping change lives, hopefully, and raising, like I like to say, PQ, physical intelligence.
Well, you help a lot of people. I'm getting emails and calls all day for the last couple days about you. I have one from one of our great listeners who left me a voicemail, says he may have had a chance to talk to you, but he wants to know what's the plus and the minus of drinking alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. He called me as well. He got a hold of you. Well, the plus of drinking alcohol is it relaxes you. And a lot of people need to be relaxed. You know, one of the major reasons why our health is declining so precipitously over the last few years, you know, life expectancy has dropped for 2 years in a row. I think 3 years in a row now, life expectancy has dropped. And we're sicker than ever before, despite more medical intervention than ever before. And one of the main reasons is stress. And alcohol, a little bit of alcohol can relax you. A little bit of wine has had relaxing properties for folks and
sure.
Help folks deal with their lives for centuries. So there is that, but on the whole, I can't say that alcohol is healthy. It's a toxin. It's poisonous. The liver has to process it using its detoxification enzymes. If you are going to drink alcohol, make sure you're using your electrolytes and B vitamins. In fact, Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity is one of the best ways to help your body detoxify alcohol and protect your body from the untoward effects. I tell people you can put a little Beyond Tangy Tangerine in your vodka. It'll help your vodka taste. Isn't that funny? But it's true. You can make your vodka taste good, and you'll also give yourself some nutrients that help support your body.
Well, is alcohol good for the arteries?
No, alcohol's not good.
It is not.
Alcohol's not good for anything except for the relaxing properties, and that is one benefit. But you have to do it like medicine, small amounts. You know, alcohol stimulates the liver to make anti-poison compounds in this homeopathic kind of mechanism. When we do a little bit of poison, George, our body makes anti-poison, but it has to be a little bit of poison.
Well, that's what a vaccine is.
Like a vaccine or like homeopathy. And so they do studies on folks who do a shot of alcohol every day, and they find that they live longer. And that's because the little bit of alcohol can stimulate your body to make anti-poison. But there's better ways to stimulate your body to make anti-poison. I would say nutrition is a much better strategy. And also alcohol, you develop a tolerance for alcohol, so people tend to do more and more. But if you're doing it medicinally, a shot a day can have some benefits. There's probably better ways to get those benefits, though.
Email in from Leon, and he says, hello, pharmacist Ben. Would like to ask you, since I've had dogs around myself for so many years, are there any symptoms that a person could have parasites as well? Any supplements or herbs to fight off parasites?
You know, parasites are interesting because we all have parasites in our bodies. We live in this world where there's parasites and there's bacteria and there's viruses, and our body has learned to cope with these things. There's such a thing as too much parasites, the wrong kind of parasites, and those do occur. The best thing you could do for anything like that is activated charcoal. You know, activated charcoal is considered in pharmacy to be the universal remedy, especially for digestive health issues. In fact, for hangovers, activated charcoal is a great treatment. That's something that I would be doing. Also, I don't know if you know anything about colonics, George. Have you ever heard of those?
Yeah, I've heard of them, sure.
Where they just clean out your bowels from the outside in. if you know what I'm saying, from they just flush them out, flush out your bowels, and that's another good strategy for clearing out parasites and anything really untoward in the intestine. Great treatment for food poisoning.
What about clay?
Clay is also great. How'd you know that, George?
I know these things. I study these things.
You do. You know a lot of stuff. Clay is awesome. Do you know biologists now believe that life began in clay? Clay has this amazing property of being able to absorb amino acids and electrical minerals and water and combine them all together. And this is why the best soils are clay soils. This is where Dr. Wallach and Longevity get their minerals from. It's from old clays. And today biologists have this thing they call the clay theory of evolution, which posits that life began in clays.
Have you realized that lately, since COVID, more and more people have been uptight, short fuses, ever before?
Heck yes. Look what's happening in the world. I was listening to that guy talking before I came on.
Oh, my
on.
God, yeah.
Look what's going on in the world. But you know what, George? There's this theory called generational theory. I've talked about this a little before, and these two historians from Washington, I forgot their names. Neil Strauss was one guy, one of the historians, I believe. They came up with this idea of the fourth turning. Have you heard of this? The fourth turning? And they say that every 100 years, there are four 20 to 25-year periods where the last 20 to 25-year period of these 100-year cycles is the fourth turning, they call it, and that's when everything falls apart.
Right.
And that's what it appears
cycles.
Like. Cycles. That's like a cycle, and there's always a fourth turning. The last fourth turning, I believe, was World War II. And we're going through that now, and there's going to be some changes. I mean, there's already having changes. You remember there was this book called The Singularity is Near that came out?
Yep.
Right? I think that's what's happening right now, because this guy Kurzweil predicted what happened in 2020, right around 2020. And you know what? It sure does look with AI now. And, you know, I was just reading 50% of the Internet is bots. Did you hear this?
Well, they're panicking about AI these days.
Well, you know... AI could be when AI gets to the point where it can reason and it can lie and it can deceive, it might want to do away with human beings. So we got to do some work there. We got to make sure that we're on top of AI. We can't let it run away with things. But on the other hand, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You know, once things move, they're moving, and we may be at that stage. So who knows what's going to be coming around the corner.
If your AI through your computer or whatever vehicle you're going to use starts acting up, pull the plug.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best option that you have. But you know they have AI that lies now. Have you heard this?
Tell me about
this. AI that can deceive you.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The things are just happening a little too fast.
A little too fast for us old folks, huh?
Do you think social media is good or bad for people?
It's a mixed bag. It's definitely good in the sense that it allows people to have access to information, but whenever there's information, there's always going to be misinformation. But it will force us to use discretion. It'll force us to be critical thinkers. One of the biggest problems we have, George, today is we don't critically think. We don't learn how to critically think in schools. So we don't understand how to analyze data. We don't understand how to analyze information. And we have to learn. That's a skill that has to be learned. It's an information war out there. And in order to really be able to succeed in a world where information is being utilized and weaponized, we have to become information warriors, and we have to become critical thinkers, especially when it comes to our health, by the way.
Ben writes, because he knows you're a cosmetic chemist.
Yes.
What are melanomas caused by?
Melanomas are the most powerful of all the cancers, because melanin is an absolutely fascinating, stunningly important molecule in the body. Melanin is the most electrical molecule in the body. In fact, they make computer chips with melanin now because of melanin's ability to conduct electrical energy. And that same electrical property, that same electrical power that melanin has, makes the proliferation of melanocytes, the cells that make melanin, very, very dangerous. And that's what accounts for the incredible virulence and toxicity of melanomas. Melanoma is notorious as the most powerful of all the cancers.
It's fast, too, isn't it?
Electrical properties, yes. And by the way, melanin, the pigment, is found inside your body. And melanomas happen inside your body. So while the sun gets blamed for melanoma, there is melanoma that happens in your brain. Jimmy Carter famously had melanoma inside the brain. There's melanoma in your nervous system. There's melanin in your nervous system, and there's melanin in your genitals, and there's melanin found throughout the inside of the body. So melanoma is not necessarily associated with the sun. You can have melanoma inside the body, and really cancers are a metabolic issue. Today we know that cancers are not related to things causing cancer. You know how you hear that periodically, oh, this causes cancer and that causes cancer, the sun causes cancer, this chemical causes cancer. That's not what cancer is. Cancer is a biochemical disruption at the level of the cell, and while certain toxins can trigger this disruption, under ordinary circumstances, the body and the cells have a remarkable ability to deactivate cancers. Of course, the body has to be healthy, body has to be strong, the hormones have to be balanced. But given the body is healthy and the cells are healthy, we have an incredible ability to deactivate and protect ourselves against cancer.
Ben, we're going to start with calls with you when we come back in a moment. The website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number to call, not to get on the show, but for backup assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Your calls with Ben Fuchs next, and we'll do it next hour as well. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Mr. Fuchs, before we go back to calls, I have this email in from Steve. He had his left ankle amputated because of sepsis, and now he's got some issues with his right foot. The doctors say he's got osteomyelitis, which is a bone infection.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't want any more of his body parts taken off.
Oh, my gosh.
Can he cure this by himself?
Oh, well, I don't know if cure it, but there's a lot he can do. First of all, one of the most important reasons why people have leg problems, including osteomyelitis of the foot, is blood sugar. You know, when you have blood sugar problems, you don't get circulation to the lower part of your body, and diabetics are notorious for having leg and foot problems. In fact, the leading cause of leg amputation is diabetes. So he may have some blood sugar issues, and that would be something that definitely he could handle. He's not going to grow his foot back, but he could definitely prevent any further problems by getting on the healthy blood sugar pack, reducing his carbohydrate intake, using the ketogenic diet, which is absolutely awesome. And then also, as far as the inflammation goes, this is really interesting, George. One of the most powerful and effective anti-inflammatories for people who are post-surgery or people who are dealing with arthritis or joint pain is digestive enzymes. Did you know that, George? Protein digestive enzymes, specifically, like you'll get in the Ultimate Enzymes, help reduce inflammation so dramatically that they can eliminate arthritis pain, they can eliminate headache pain, and they're absolute must-haves. This is digestive enzymes, George, the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. They're absolutely must-haves for post-surgical healing.
So he's got some hope.
Yes, absolutely he has some hope. Now, it's tragic that he lost his foot, but he definitely wants to start taking corrective measures so he keeps his other leg. He keeps his other foot.
Let's go to the phones. Let's start with Eve in Boise, Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Eve.
Well, she's not ready yet.
Okay.
Yes, she is. Hi, Eve. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Eve.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Is this George?
It sure is. You called me.
Wow. George Norrie, I mean, I have been listening to you for so long.
Wow.
Well, thank you. I know we're going on 21 years, Evie, but you're on with Ben Fuchs. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. So, Ben, I have neuropathy in my feet.
Huh?
And I take, like, pain medication, which I think might also be causing anxiety at night, which I just have never had. So I'm wondering, can you tell me, is there anything I could take for neuropathy?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. You know, first of all, as I was just talking about a moment ago, neuropathy and feet problems and leg problems are almost always, especially as we get older, are almost always related to blood sugar issues. So whether or not you've been diagnosed as a diabetic, treat yourself as such. In fact, for everybody who's aging, just treating ourselves as a diabetic, whether we've been diagnosed or not, will add years to our life. That means reducing your calories.
Good point.
Exercising, drinking more water, and it means using the Healthy Start Pack from the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack from Longevity with chromium and vanadium. And then let me tell you something else. There is a vitamin that is so fabulous, and nobody even talks about this vitamin. Dr. Wallach talks about it, but you hardly ever hear about it because it's so common. It's sometimes when things are really common, we don't appreciate them. And this vitamin is so common, but because it's so common, we don't really appreciate it as a treatment for heart disease and for blood sugar problems. And we know this is the first vitamin that was ever discovered. You know what that first vitamin that was ever discovered is, George?
Vitamin A.
No, not vitamin A. The first vitamin that was ever discovered was discovered when it was noticed that people who were deficient in this vitamin had peripheral neuropathies and had nervous problems and had sometimes such severe nervous problems they couldn't get out of bed.
Vitamin C?
No. vitamin B1, thiamine. It is so fabulous.
How'd they even know what it was in those days?
Well, it's an interesting story how they found out what it was. They noticed that when people ate white rice, they tended to get this disease, and people who ate whole rice with the polishings, with the covering, the hull on the rice, they didn't get the disease. So they started to experiment.
That's
what was in the rice polishings that was actually curing peripheral neuropathies and this disease that was called beriberi, and they isolated this one vitamin in the rice polishings. It was the first vitamin that was ever isolated, and this was, I believe, in late 18th century or early 19th century, and it's thiamine. And it is an absolute must-have, so important, George. Check this out. It is the treatment, the literal medical treatment for a disease that affects alcoholics called alcoholic psychosis or Werner-Korsakoff syndrome. This is where, alcoholics talk to pink elephants and leprechauns and have these hallucinations, right? They will inject thiamine right into the bloodstream of an alcoholic who's going through these psychotic behaviors, and it eliminates it right on the spot. Now, you may not have alcoholic psychosis, and you're not talking to pink elephants, but you may just have some mental problems or some emotional issues or memory problems. And thiamine can treat all of these things. So it's a must-have for anybody who's dealing with peripheral neuropathy. It's one of the neatest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, George. It's packed with thiamine.
That's important, too. Eva, thank you. Good luck. Joe.
By the way, here's something else, George. Thiamine on your skin will make mosquitoes run away or fly away.
I haven't seen many mosquitoes yet this year, but hot enough yet.
Have you seen moths? We have a big moth.
I see moths, yeah.
We got a big moth epidemic on the Front Range of Colorado.
Yeah, we see that. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
How you doing? I want to hit three notes quickly. My main question is on St. John's Wort. What's your latest opinion on that?
Oh, yeah.
Then I did read something on Google Scholar that curcumin can generate new neurons in the frontal cortex.
Interesting, huh?
That's turmeric, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And the third thing I was just thinking of is in regards to behavior, the idea that it can exercise can activate genes. So I do wonder if people can find themselves, not necessarily in a good way, in any direction, behaving differently if they activate genes by exercising extensively.
George, you got the smartest listeners, I'm telling you.
Oh, they're amazing.
John, you are right on all three of those accounts. First of all, St. John's Wort is absolutely fabulous for treating burns as well as for depression. I won't say full-blown depression, but just kind of when you just don't feel good. In fact, I remember here in Boulder, there was a big fire a couple years ago, actually about 20 years ago, actually almost 30 years ago now. And after the fire, St. John's Wort started to grow all over as if Mother Earth was trying to heal the fire
itself.
Isn't that incredible? St. John, and it's this beautiful color. St. John's Wort is red because wort means blood, and St. John's Wort means St. John's blood. And when you tincture it, it comes out to this gorgeous red color. It's a fabulous, fabulous herb, one of my favorite herbs. Yes, you're absolutely correct, and I've been saying this for years, and Dr. Wallach has been saying this for years. While the standard medical dogma, was that you could not regenerate neurons, now we know that you can regenerate neurons. And by the way, John mentioned scholar.google.com, or they call it Google Scholar, but it's scholar.google.com. Anybody who's interested in learning science or learning the hardcore technical side of nutrition, of chemistry, of any kind of science, needs to go to scholar.google.com. I get tons of information from that website. And then his third point, brilliant point, exercise is an epigenetic factor. Epigenetics, Doc Wallach, my favorite of
Doc
Wallach.
He loves that phrase.
Yes, right? Doc's got some great books. We don't talk about Doc's books anywhere near as much as we should, but he has some awesome books. And one of his best, in fact, I think it's his best book, is called Epigenetics. And it's a history of medicine and health from caveman days to today. And one of the points, one of the chapters he brings up is this idea that we can change our genes. Everybody out there should understand we can change our genes. We do. Not we can. We do change our genes. The medical folks want us to believe that it's just genetic and there's nothing you can do about it. The science of epigenetics tells us that our genes change with our thoughts, with our food, with our environment, and yes, as John pointed out, with exercise. These are all ways that we can upregulate the good genes. My favorite word in biochemistry, upregulate. You can upregulate the good genes and downregulate the bad genes.
Tommy changes his genes on Fridays.
What's that? once a week.
We got texts and tweets.
Really?
What do you have, Tony?
Really? Really?
Yeah. It's just a joke.
I know. I understand. Hey, Ben, Amanda in Sedona, Arizona, she says, I'm listening and want to respectfully question your take on alcohol. Doesn't tequila help with digestive health due to the fructans it contains?
You know, there's definitely some things in tequila, in wine,
in moderation.
Yeah, there's some value to it in terms of what's in it, but that doesn't necessarily make the whole substance a quality health substance. At the same time, a little shot of alcohol, a little bit, half a shot glass or maybe a shot glass of vodka or something clean. By the way, vodka is the cleanest of all the alcohols, can stimulate, as I say, anti-aging and anti-poison compounds in the liver. But it's a slippery slope, and most people don't use alcohol medicinally like that. Most people use it for its psychoactive properties, and if you're going to use it for its psychoactive properties, you're going to run into some risks. Now, you can mitigate those risks with the B vitamins, with thiamine, as I mentioned earlier, with good nutrition, with keeping your sugar down. One of the worst things you can do after a night of drinking is to go to Denny's and have potatoes and high carb and
starchy stuff,
high starchy foods and real greasy foods. That's what a lot of people do. So if you're doing it intelligently and you're doing it strategically, there's maybe some benefits to it, but there's a lot better ways to get those benefits.
Ben, what do you think about a pizza every once in a while?
You know, here's the thing about a pizza, and here's the thing about treats. You know, we have this idea that we eat a bad food, a food that's problematic food. We'll say, I don't like the term bad food, but a problematic food as a treat. It's not a treat. We want to get to the point where we understand that these are not treats any more than arsenic is a treat, any more than any other poison is a treat. We like pizza, George, because it's greasy, we love fat. Because it's salty, we love salt. And because it's sweet, believe it or not, because the milk sugar and the bread convert into sugar.
And the cheese.
Would you like pizza if it wasn't salty and it wasn't greasy and it wasn't cheese sweet?
No, then it wouldn't be a pizza.
Exactly. So it's not the pizza we want. It's the grease we want. So you know what? Get on the ultimate EFAs from longevity. They'll kill your fat cravings. It's not the pizza we want. It's the salt we want. So you know what? Get on your mineral classic from longevity, and you won't crave the salt. And it's not the sweets. It's not the bread we want, the dough we want. It's the sweets. And guess what, George? Protein, especially an amino acid called glutamine, which is found in the Fit Shake from longevity, is a cure for sugar cravings. So get on the Fit Shake. Use your mineral classic or your Beyond Tangy Tangerine for your minerals, and get on the Ultimate EFAs. And if you do it for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a long enough period of time, you will not crave pizza, and you won't even consider it to be a treat.
We're taking your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll also take your calls with him next hour. Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Thomas.
Hi, George. Thank you very much. And Ben, I thank you for what you and Joel Wallach do.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that.
I have a comment and a question. I have a friend. She is 35 years old, and she has a very bad case of shingles.
35. And, very unusual.
Yeah. And, you know, I started researching this. She's having to, she has it on the side of her head.
Oh.
So she's using a lot of makeup to cover the shingles infection. She's having a lot of pain.
I bet. Shingles is absolutely...
I started researching this. It appears to be more common than... I mean, even our state senator, Dianne Feinstein, had a bad case of shingles and kept her out of Congress for two months.
Oh, my God. I've seen shingles that's going to be in the eye. People have shingles in the eye. Wherever you have nerves, you can have shingles. Shingles is a viral infection that affects the nerves, and it's incredibly painful. There's no words to describe the pain of it. However, it is, like all viruses, opportunistic, meaning it waits for us to become weak. And so for this, it usually happens to older folks. For this gal to be 35 and have shingles tells me that there's some weakness going on. She either is on medication or she has some kind of health challenge or something severe. It very rarely happens to a 35-year-old. So the good news is when something's that severe and that unusual, then she can take corrective measures, and she should be taking corrective measures. In fact, if you'll send a note to criticalhealthnews.com and just mention that you talked to me, I'll work with her myself.
And shingles are painful, too.
Oh, my God. There's no words to describe the pain. There's no word. It's unbelievable.
It's your nerve endings. Or
it's
something.
Your nerves, exactly. So, can you imagine this, George? A virus that affects the nerves. It's an unspeakable pain, but it can be prevented not by vaccines. That's what they want to do. They want to give you vaccines, but by making sure you reduce the stress burden on the body. It happens when our immune system is weakened. And so when the immune system becomes weakened, we become susceptible to viruses like shingles that are opportunistic. One of the worst things you could do to for your immune system is eat sugar. So that's one quick thing that you could do is get on the ketogenic diet, a low-sugar diet. Ketogenic diet, by the way, is awesome. You can reduce your sugar intake. That's one thing you could do. The ultimate selenium. Selenium is incredibly important for the immune system and for shingles, for that matter. The ultimate selenium is a must-have for this gal. In fact, if you'll send an email, I'm going to work with her, and we'll get her some ultimate selenium. We'll take care of her.
I think Doc has been talking to us about selenium.
Huh? You bet.
Preventing sudden infant death syndrome.
I didn't know that, but I know he's been talking about selenium for decades. He was one of the first guys to understand how important selenium was for the heart. Selenium is for the immune system. Selenium is for the thyroid. Selenium is for detoxification.
He says he got it into baby formula.
That I didn't know, but I know he did some court stuff with the FDA about selenium in order to make claims for selenium. That's one thing Ingevity does is they really support nutrition and the use of nutrition at the level of politics and the level of the government. And Doc has been taking the FDA to court, and he's been successful.
He's won.
One of the things he's done was allow them to make claims on selenium.
Did Jonathan Emord decide to run for office?
Who's this?
Jonathan Emord, the attorney.
You know Jonathan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think he's going to be a senator.
He's going to give it a try.
Absolutely. Jonathan is wonderful, and he's one of the real big guys in Ingevity and a brilliant attorney.
We're going to come back and take calls with you next hour, Ben, on Coast to Coast AM.